This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for July 3rd, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Maggie Wright. Organizations have many safeguards in place for network-enabled devices like PCs and servers, but few realize the threat posed by non-traditional devices like printers, physical access devices, and even vending machines. Endpoint security expert Mark Kadrich offers some worst-case scenarios and explains how these and other endpoints can be protected. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Hidden Endpoints, Mitigating the Threat of Non-Traditional Network Devices, written by Mark Kadrich. In 2003, printers using Windows as the embedded OS were known to propagate Blaster, a worm that crippled hundreds of thousands of computers. Given the advancement of anti-malware software and network intrusion detection and prevention systems, one might assume that things have gotten better, but one would be wrong. More IP-enabled devices and bridges have hit the market in recent years, allowing just about any device to gain access to an enterprise network. Such devices are becoming inviting new destinations for attackers. The reality is, these devices exist on the network in large numbers today, and not only are there few safeguards for many of them, there's even less security awareness surrounding them. In this tip, we'll review some of the most notable non-traditional network endpoints, examine why they pose a risk, and discuss how to mitigate that risk. Printers. Let's look at the humble IP printer. Many printers have multiple onboard interfaces, including HTTP and Telnet. Default passwords are rarely changed since printers usually get expedited through the IT department. Few realize how quickly one can wreak havoc on the local network by, for example, setting a printer's IP address to the gateway or DNS server. This opens the door for a denial of service attack. Most security administrators don't think about the printer being the culprit in such a way, since it doesn't have a keyboard. Physical access devices. It's common today for physical access controls to be run over the enterprise network. One such vendor's marketing blurb highlights how the physical access gateway can use power over Ethernet to power badge readers and locks. These PAGs have the ability to store up to 250,000 credentials in an encrypted cache. Making matters worse, proximity card reader vendors are now using the network to upgrade and configure these devices. One vendor says that its product's operating parameters, such as door open time, are downloaded to the reader from a host computer. That means an attacker may be able to hack the door from the safety of the lobby. Web-based security cameras. Another interesting device is IP-based security cameras. Some of these devices have built-in web servers so that anyone can access the video from anywhere on the network. While vendors seem to think it's a nice feature to enable anyone to access a security device, security pros probably disagree. If I could get on their network, I could see when the place was empty and safe to rob. Vending machines. There are companies that offer conversion kits that allow cash-only vending machines to accept credit cards, debit cards, and new contactless cards. Considering such a machine could suddenly be susceptible to a man-in-the-middle attack, these devices lack any kind of software security check, and conversion vendors have been mum on any form of network access control. For those that have to worry about retail networks, there are also point-of-sale machines to worry about, not to mention specialty devices such as PIN vending machines, which all have GPRS, Wi-Fi, and Ethernet connections to servers. Mark Kadrich will offer more advice on protecting non-traditional network devices after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
Think the information security threats landscape isn't changing? Wrong. attackers have moved away from annoyances like email viruses and network worms. Instead, malicious hackers are using dangerous new custom rootkits, trojans, and other malware designed to evade traditional defenses. But all is not lost. Get exclusive hacker insights from SearchSecurity.com's Intrusion Defense School. SANS instructor Lenny Zeltzer explains how to thwart this year's challenging new set of security threats. Don't be the next victim. Check out Lenny Zeltzer's exclusive lesson today at SearchSecurity.com/intrusion defense. That's SearchSecurity.com/intrusion defense.
Security strategies for non-traditional network devices. So, what do you do to safeguard all these devices? There are five key steps. Step 1. Modify the network security policy to address the problem. Many policies don't cover non-traditional devices. An enterprise security policy should address the use of these non-IT-controlled devices, outlining usage that is and is not permitted. Step 2. Monitor purchasing requests. Of course, it's impossible to monitor all purchases, but security teams can suggest a policy that passes all network-enabled and soon-to-be-purchased devices through a security review. Step 3. Conduct regular scans of the network and compare them to past history. New devices should be investigated and validated. Step 4. Properly configure any network-connected device. Most devices are configured for easy installation, not security. Make sure that unused services are turned off and that access is limited to those that require it. Step 5. Interrogate non-traditional device vendors about their security testing process. If vendors can't or won't say how they test their devices, go to a trusted third party that specializes in providing such information. Finally, please change the default passwords on all network-enabled devices. Also, make sure that unused protocols are disabled so that there aren't multiple ways to reconfigure the devices. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.